America is changing, and so is the world.
But what's happening in America isn't just the cause of global upheaval. It's also a symptom of disruption that's happening everywhere.
I'm Asma Khalid in Washington, D.C.
I'm Tristan Redman in London, and this is The Global Story.
Every weekday, we'll bring you a story from this intersection, where the world and America meet.
Listen on bbc.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Democrats in Congress are condemning the federal government shutdown. They demand funding to save healthcare subsidies that are set to expire. That'll lead to soaring insurance costs. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says Democrats are ready to negotiate with Republicans to extend those tax credits. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says families are staring down a healthcare crisis of Republicans' own making. Meantime, Illinois' Republican Party posted on social media saying Illinois Democrats and Governor J.B. Pritzker forced a shutdown last night. Pritzker, of course, not a member of Congress. A Chicago nonprofit that helps patients find abortion care expects to field more calls from the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Planned Parenthood paused abortion services starting today. They're citing federal funding cuts. The Chicago Abortion Fund says it already has helped 1,500 people from Wisconsin find care this year, and more than 1,000 of those people came to Illinois. Megan Jaifo is the group's president and tells Sasha Ann Simons on our In the Loop program that she often reminds people it is legal to cross state lines for an abortion.
People are very concerned with being criminalized if they're traveling for care. Is it legal for me to travel for care? It is 100% legal for you to travel for abortion care in this country. I want to make that clear.
Illinois Planned Parenthood itself is facing a roughly $4.5 million loss in federal funding this year alone, while demand for its services could increase at the same time. A new study from Rush University Children's Hospital and the Cook County Medical Examiner reveals some common cases of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. 208 babies died of SIDS in Cook County from 2019 to 2023, and most of those babies were found in unsafe environments, for example, sleeping in bed with mom or sleeping on their stomachs. Dr. Kyron Quinlan with Rush University Children's Hospital says new parents must remember their ABCs. Babies should sleep alone, on their backs, in a crib.
A baby on their back can breathe. A baby alone is not having anything that's going to threaten the airway. And a baby in a crib is separated from the soft bedding in an adult bed, the pillows that are there.
They've released results today to mark the start of Sudden Infant Death Syndrome Awareness Month. And Brookfield Zoo has the first wildlife blood bank in the world. My colleague Summer Van Benton reports there is not a lot of blood available from the small population of zoo animals, so veterinarians need a long-term storage solution. Lead researcher and clinical veterinarian Lily Parkinson says that isn't needed for humans because our donated blood is used much more often.
We have far fewer zebras, chimpanzees, dolphins, etc., in the country than dogs, cats, humans, and they thankfully don't need transfusions that often, but when they do, we really need them.
With Parkinson's technology, more injured wildlife will be able to survive intense surgeries. You're listening to The Rundown. It was the surprise of a lifetime. Back in 2022, a group of Chicago high school students on the South and West Sides announced that every student and their parents could go to college for free. This initiative was called Hope Chicago. And 3 years later, it's helping to answer the question of what happens when money is no longer a barrier to education beyond high school. WBEZ's Sarah Karp introduces us to one family.
Zinkaya Lofton still remembers the assembly 4 years ago at Farragut High School. She was a freshman in her green polyester uniform, ushering all the students into the auditorium. None of them knew why they were there.
Me and a couple of my friends were all the way in the back. Through the presentation, we were like, oh, this is such a boring presentation. And then,
if you are a freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior, your college tuition, your room and board, your books and fees will be paid for. You are going to college for free.
It was just pure joy, pure excitement.
Confetti rained down, but then Zinkaya felt the weight of the opportunity set in.
I was just like, I have to plan. Like, I have to start today. Like, today's the day. What am I going to do moving forward? So I just started with, you know, like making sure I had a good grades, make sure I had extracurricular activities, like just making sure I did my part because Hope was already doing their part.
Hope Chicago was founded by two wealthy philanthropists who wanted to make college more accessible and see it as a way to lift families out of poverty. Farragut, like other Chicago Hope schools, are in tough neighborhoods on the South and West Side. Their graduation rates have typically been below average. Same with their college enrollment. And remember, these schools were still reeling in the aftermath of the pandemic. The announcement was made in February of 2022, and Sinkaya remembers some seniors scrambling.
Kind of overwhelming because they felt that they had such little time, but such a big opportunity, you know, and it was just like, what am I going to do?
But the first lesson from Hope Chicago is this. Take away money as a barrier and students will jump at the opportunity to get an education beyond high school. When the program started 4 years ago, only about half of the graduates from the five schools were going to college. Fast forward to now, and Hope Chicago says nearly 85% of graduates enrolled this fall. And then there are the parents who could also go to college classes for free. Sinkaya's dad, Seneca Lofton, took the plunge this fall. A high school dropout, he eventually got a diploma from an alternative school. Sinkaya was born when he was still a teenager, so he started working right away as a construction laborer.
It's just, hey, pick this up, move that, take that, dig this ditch. And to get the opportunity to advance in this field is great.
After 20 years, he's now in school to become a construction manager. But more than that, he loves seeing his daughter do what he wasn't able to.
This is the opportunity to see what I've put work into, and to see her as a young adult is going to give me the opportunity to, you know, just sit back and just, I don't know the choice of words. I can't even find them. It just feel good.
Of course, going to college is only the beginning. The biggest challenge has been getting the students to stay there. So far, Hope Chicago has sent about 2,600 students to college, most in Illinois. But of the students who started college in 2022 and 2023, only about half of those were still enrolled 2 years later. Hope Chicago's Michelle Howard says they've learned that they have to be constantly in touch. Every 3 weeks, they survey students, asking them questions. Some are logistical, like, do you have the books that you need? And others are about their mental health.
If they respond in a way that raises a red flag, we say within about a 24 to 48 hour window, we send that information back to the institution through the campus contact, and we work with them and they work with the students.
Sinkaya says that kind of support gives her hope that she can succeed at the next level.
Yeah, so it's moving day. My little munchkin back there, she's about to move in.
That's Sinkaya's mom recording a video in late August from the driver's seat of the family's car. In the back, Sinkaya is smiling, surrounded by bags filled with everything she's taking to the University of Illinois, Champaign. Her younger sister, Senshe, watched them drive off.
I recorded. I didn't cry, though. Didn't cry.
Senshe felt sad, but she also felt something else.
My sister did it, like, she made it. Through all the struggles that my family had to go through and she had to go through, she did it.
Once they were gone, Sinshe walked to Farragut, where she's now a senior. Like her sister, she has her eyes set on higher education. But Hope Chicago had only promised the last four classes. Her sister's class was to be the last. Without that money, she was worried about how she was going to pay for college. Her parents try their best, but money's tight. And college is so expensive.
I still knew my parents was going to put all they had into college. But to make it easier for them, I started doing other scholarships for help. But then...
Then just last week, Senshe and the other seniors and their parents were called to the school auditorium. That's when they found out that the HOPE program was going to be extended for at least one more year. The scholarship wasn't unlimited like before. But combined with other financial aid, the $12,000 that was promised would go a long way.
It made me real relieved. I was just so happy. And then my mom, she was happy, and she started texting my sister. We was happy.
Now Sinshe is focused on where she'll go. She's hoping to join her sister at the University of Illinois. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
Weather, partly sunny, a high in the upper 70s, cloudy tonight, a low near 60, and then Thursday, sunny and warm, high in the low 80s, but low 70s along the lake. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.